here today with John. This is Claire, and we're doing an interview for the Roswell Voices Project. John, can you tell me a little bit about your family, maybe starting with your parents, where they were from?
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. My parents were both born in another century. My dad was born in 1887. My mother was born in 1891. Dad was the son of a dirt farmer who had a little education enough maybe to calculate his percentage of a bale of cotton if somebody, two or three people, went together and to put their cotton in to make a bale be a bale. But he had no formal training, whatever. The only thing he knew was the farm life. The dad was born on the west side of, on the west side of Cobb County, which was actually just outside the stretch of Roswell today, but he was within walking distance almost of the place. He was within about 5 miles of the center of Roswell. Dad was an industrious man and a man of great intelligence. He, at the age of 7 years, he told this story to me that when he was 7 years old, he was going to a little school over on, the address of the school would be on what we call Post Oak Tritt Road today. And there was a school teacher of great renown. His name was D.A. And I've heard it said about him that he was one of the greatest teachers that ever was in that area. For some people, and some people he totally destroyed. He didn't have any tolerance for not doing the work and for not performing to standards and so forth. And he was very, he just wasn't diplomatic in trying to get people to learn. But anyway, my dad was out at recess one day when he was 7 years old. This was a one-room schoolhouse. All children of all ages went there. And he had a very plebeian lunch. It was something like a baked potato. And he was sitting there eating that. And he said he felt a hand on his back, and he looked, and it was a school teacher. He said, "Ralph, you can go to college if you want to." He was 7 years old, but that inspired him. That set him on fire to learn. Now, his background had no learning in it. It was just what it took to survive. But somehow, from that point, Dad turned his life towards going to college, and he did it by himself with this main strength and awkwardness. And at that time, there was a school, it's still there, it's called Waleski. It was a school at Waleski. It was a preparatory school. And he went there, and all of this on his own volition and his own money, no help. And he finished there, and he went to Mercer University and graduated there with a classical education. And back then it was a little bit different from today. You didn't go to school and get a degree